All right, so we're all playing the little Facebook game where we find songs that were number one hits on our birthdays. And we're going from years 1 to 21. Now, we did this with Danny the other day. We'll do it with me later on this week. By the way, I'm ready to roll with this whenever you want to.
You got them all loaded and all that?
Yes.
Fantastic. Okay.
Now, here's the weird part. Well, from your perspective, though, Danny, because we're trying to figure out if any of these songs are worth a damn. These are obviously all, they were big hits of their time.
Sure. They were number one.
We were trying to figure out, though, whether they your songs were any good. How many ended up being good and what we determined bad?
Out of 21 songs, 11 we deemed were cool songs.
So you were, that's not bad, because typically the number one songs are not good.
And it's amazing to see the sea change. Starting in my birthday in 1968, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding was number one. And when I graduated high school, Rock Me Amadeus by Falco. You do the math.
All right, so for me, my 21 years, my first 21 years of birthday number one hits sucks. I'm not going to lie to you. There's no doubt I got the short end of the stick on this. So I am focusing on what I think are the crap songs, because the ones that are the number one songs that are decent, everyone knows them. Don't even need to hear them. Some of these songs, like you, Danny, I've never heard in my life. When I was born, September 15th, 1969, and shot out across the room of Harris Hospital, here was the number one song in the world.
Really?
Yeah.
Straight from the Brill Building.
Wow. Now, I've heard this song, obviously. I didn't know it was the Archies, though. No clue.
You know who's the linchpin behind all this? Don Kirshner.
Didn't he just die?
A few years ago. He was on Don Kirshner's rock concert. You don't remember that?
Barely.
I'm sorry, this is... it's bad.
It's awful, isn't it?
Yeah.
God. When I was born, that was all over the radio. So, 1970, year two, Diana Ross, very familiar theme on my birthday, it seems, with Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Awesome.
That's her best song, right?
That's one of them.
Probably.
She had a lot of great ones.
I kind of like that one. I'm going to give that one a thumbs up.
I am too. Who originally did that?
Marvin Gaye.
Okay, that's what I thought. Not Jesus. Leave him out of this.
All right. Here's one that I didn't know existed ever in my entire life. See if you recognize this one, Danny.
All right.
I was 3 years old when this one hit. You know this?
Yeah.
Is that Donny Osmond?
Yeah.
Donny Osmond, Go Away Little Girl.
This is a remake.
Good Lord.
This is a remake of the number one hit for Steve Lawrence in the 60s.
Oh, really?
A record which I won on KLIF one night.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
You really?
Yeah.
They mail it to you, or you have to come pick it up?
They mailed it to me.
Nice. You got Steve Lawrence, Go Away Little Girl?
Yes. Now, so Steve is the Steve of Steve and Edie.
Yeah.
You didn't have to show up and clip Teresa Whitney, went into the prize closet and brought out your little record?
No, but boy, I'd have given anything if I'd have had the chance to do that.
I bet.
All right, so that sucks.
What year was that?
71. In 72, Three Dog Night with Black and White.
How does that one go?
The world is black. The world is white.
Keep going.
Black man. White bitch.
It's the precursor to Black Man, White Bitch.
It sounds terrible.
Yeah, it is. They had much better than that.
And then this is the first song that I really remember being a big hit. I remember driving around in the old station wagon and hearing this son of a bitch in 1974 just smash down my throat. A mysterious dark-haired man.
Oh my God. This was a big song in kindergarten for me.
Yes. You remember this, though.
Oh, totally.
Being everywhere.
All the girls used to sing this song.
I believe this was a country hit for Tanya Tucker before it went pop with Helen Reddy.
Oh, Tanya Tucker had it first?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now Helen Reddy parlayed this into a big TV show.
This song?
Yeah.
This had to be the number one song of 1974 or whatever.
And Helen Reddy had the most ungodly amount of nothing you've ever seen.
Oh, that was 73. In 1974, so that's thumbs down. Mm-hmm. 1974, Barry White, Can't Get Enough of Your Love, Babe.
Oh, man.
How about that?
Yeah, huh? Now we're talking.
Yeah, I was already thinking about chicks back then. 75, David Bowie, Fame.
In.
Yeah. It's okay.
Will you give it an okay?
Yeah.
Okay. 76, Wild Cherry, Play That Funky Music, White Boy.
I'll tell you what, I'm not giving this a thumbs down.
You're not?
No.
I hate that song.
Oh, God, I hate it.
Dude, you got to give it a thumbs down.
I mean, it's... We're going...
No, I can't. I can't give it a thumbs down either, because when the first couple times I heard it,
I thought
it
was so cool. You know why? Because I thought they were black. And then I saw the record, and they looked like... I don't know, like six TCs with keytars.
Wild Cherry?
Yeah.
I had no idea they sang, that was the name of the band that sang that song.
Are you serious? Even to this day?
No, not until I had to do this segment.
So are we giving that, I mean, I think it's a great song.
No, yeah, I'm giving it a thumbs up.
All right, okay. You're outvoted.
Okay, fine.
We're going to make you cool.
All right. Then in 1977, this man came along. And when I was 8 years old, this was kicking ass. I just want to be your everything. Open up the heaven in your heart and let me be the things you are to me. And not some love that I'm This is Andy Gibb with Be Your Everything.
Absolutely nothing wrong with this tune.
Are they backing him up here? Are
They've
those his
be.
Brothers?
Yeah, those are his brothers.
Well, why wasn't he in the Bee Gees?
He was little Andy Gibb.
He was a lot younger than them.
How much younger? Listen to this.
So 70s sounding. You need to do this at ticket stock.
I don't know if I could do that. You guys are giving that a thumbs up?
I am. He's probably not.
No,
man,
no.
I don't like that.
I hate that song.
I don't like that. In 1978, A Taste of Honey, Boogie Oogie Oogie. As if the word boogie woogie or words isn't bad enough,
mm-hmm.
They go with Boogie Oogie Oogie.
Awesome song.
It is?
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
You've never heard it?
No, I know it. Of course I know it.
You know, it's a fun, like, you're in the disco era here.
Yeah, I am. There's no doubt about
it. And this was a fun disco dance song.
So you're saying thumbs up?
Yeah.
What do you say, Cobra?
I don't like it, but if you guys like it,
I'm giving thumbs down because he screwed me on Andy Gibb.
Ooh, okay. Well, it's thumbs down then. In 1979, The Knack with My Sharona.
Come on. Great tune.
Gotta be. No doubt.
Yeah, I'll give it a thumbs up. Then Diana Ross re-enters 10 years later with Upside Down.
Come on,
no.
Dude. Are you kidding me?
You like that?
Yes.
Upside down. Boy, you turned me inside out and round and round. All right, maybe I'll give it a thumbs
up. It's got a good groove, man. It's cool. It's still got that little bit of residual Motown-ish.
Then we have 3 years in a row where, man, this is... You want to know why I hate the 80s, starting in 1981? This is why I hate the 80s. These three songs, to me, encapsulate everything that I hate about that crap decade. Here was my birthday song in 81.
At the age of what?
12.
12.
Endless love.
Ha 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 ha!
like milk.
This was a good couple skate song.
Oh, God, man. It just brings back such awkward memories for me. Oh, I hated God. This.
Oh, I didn't like this either.
No, you didn't. You were 30 years old and straight. You didn't like this. All right, and you wonder
boy, that
why...
that is an awkward time, man.
I'm even, like, thinking about it.
Discovering that mystical being that resides in your underpants. What's that, what that's all about?
All right, now you wonder why I hate this band. I've always been down on this band because sometimes your first exposure to a band sets the tone for all time. Mm-hmm. This was my first exposure to this band. This song right here. This is why I hate this band. This is why I hate this lead singer. This was number one in 1982.
Oh, now, it's hard for me to say I'm sorry. I just want
again, it just...
to stay.
This is a big time for ballads.
God.
After all, this is Chicago. And when Peter Cetera turned super gay.
I still think he's great, but I didn't like this.
This is schlock for
me. Oh, it's such schlock rock. This is Chicago. This is the Chicago Transit Authority with this.
Yeah, this is the Off the Pigs Chicago Transit Authority, and that's what they turned into.
Yes. Man, terrible.
Hey, all those 70s bands did it.
And again, this was like at the time of slow dancing and stuff, and that, I mean, I just... You're standing 3 feet away from a girl, staring at her, you know, with your arms around her hips and her arms on your shoulder. Mm. It's just awful.
And she's got this blank look on her face.
Oh, God, yes. And then, of course, this one comes into play in 1983. I didn't know that this guy sang the song, but I sure as hell remember this piece of crap song.
All I can see is Chris Farley and Patrick Swayze dancing.
I know.
I'll give this a thumbs up.
What?
Yeah, thumbs up for this.
Who is this?
Michael Zambello.
Yeah, Michael Stallone.
Michael Stallone?
Yeah, didn't somebody Stallone have a hit
Frank,
song?
Yeah, Frank Stallone did.
It's Michael Cimbello.
Yeah, Michael Cimbello. That's Maniac, and that's from Flashdance?
Yeah. Flashdance?
Terrible.
Oh.
Just, loved it.
You like Maniac?
Yeah.
Why did you like that?
A little known fact.
How could you possibly, what would possess you to like Maniac?
I don't know.
Slipping on his little pink leg warmers, getting ready for, I don't know, what do they do back then?
This was the beginning.
Doing his Jane Fonda workout video.
This was the beginning of the 80s for him, though.
It totally was.
Right there.
I love Maniac.
Oh. Are any of you other fellas going to see Michael Cimbello tonight at Cherry's Club or whatever the hell you used to go to?
He never toured.
Oh, what a shock.
We certainly
you mean that didn't make it live?
We certainly did go to Cherry's Club.
You mean he couldn't pull off Maniac live?
I guess
not. There weren't enough keytars and drum machines in the world?
Maniac. You like that.
You are gay.
I don't hate it.
Wow. 1984, Tina Turner, What's Love Got to Do with It?
Where's your rock and roll?
I don't know.
This is not a time for rock.
Well, at least I had Van Halen in 1984.
Did you like What's Love Got to Do with It, Mike?
It was okay.
Awful.
Now, I will say that there are two songs in the 80s that I was saved by. This one in 1985, mm-hmm. There is no doubt my birthday ass was saved by this. Because I still love this song.
Never turn it off.
No. One of the great guitar intros ever.
It's about the only thing by him I'm not interested in hearing.
You don't like that intro, man?
That's okay.
How many times did you just sit there and stare at the TV during this video?
Tons.
Like a billion?
Tons, yeah. And that's why I feel the way I do now about it.
Overkill?
Yeah.
It's cool.
But the first few times,
good song.
Yeah, it's awesome. All right.
You may get out of this thing alive, Corby.
1986, Huey Lewis and the News, Stuck With You.
Bad song.
Mm. I'm so happy to be stuck with you. I can see.
Maybe if it was Want a New Drug, yeah, but not that.
No. Much better.
God, that's awful. That's when, by the way, that's when things started to kind of fade away for Huey. That was it for him.
Yeah.
He had about a 4-year run.
All right, what was number one when you graduated?
Well, first off,
that would be
in 87, Michael Jackson with Sada Garrett, I Just Can't Stop Loving You. Is that a cover of I Just Can't Stop Loving You?
I don't know.
That was number one in 1987.
I've never heard that.
Now, I am proud of this. When I graduated in 1988 from high school, this was the number one song.
So thumbs down on Michael Jackson?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't even know what it is. It sucks. But in 88, the year I graduated, this was number one on my birthday. Huh? That's a winner.
Yeah.
That is a winner. It was actually my freshman year in college because I'd already graduated. But still, this is kick-ass.
Yeah, I'll still listen to it.
And then...
Radio edit.
We go into a little whimper as I turn 20 and 21. At the age of 20, Gloria Estefan, Don't Want to Lose You. And then
mark that laugh.
And then in 1990, Nelson...
God.
With Love and Affection. One, two, Nelson.
All right. Is that it?
Yeah.
8 out of 21 were decent.
Okay.
8!
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
So you know what? Sucky music knows no timeline.
No. No, I can't wait to see your list, though, from 1950 on.
Michigan Rag and all those great songs.
You guys are never Banner. Going to have heard it, any of mine.
Dum, 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 dum. That one.
Gregorian chant.
Ooh, we gotta go.
What? Go ahead, Mike.
You're not going to have heard it.
None of them? Really?
Yeah.
Well, good.
But most of them, you're not going to know. Now, I want to work backwards, though. Can I work backwards?
You can do whatever you want.
Okay. You always like working from the backside.
You do. You always make me turn around.
I'm known for that.
Bottom.
Are we doing this tomorrow or Thursday?
I don't know.
We probably could do it tomorrow since we got no Mamericks tonight.
Okay.
Whatever you want, honey.
Yeah, honey.
Stop it.
You figure it out.
Quit it.
You're the honey.
All right. Up next, disaster.